This is The Humans We Are, and I am your host, Carola. Hello, my dear friends. I really hope that wherever and whenever you are right now, you can find and connect with the intrinsic love that you are. Today, I want to share a perspective to help counteract a widespread notion that I've seen in my work with clients, and it's very common about achieving this loving and gentle and kind relationship with ourselves that we all would like to have. If your current relationship with yourself is one where you, if you make a mistake, your reaction is to say something like, "See, you did that again. What is wrong with you? You never learn. Why do you keep making the same mistakes over and over again?" Or if someone criticizes you, your first impulse is to believe them and jump on the wagon with even more self-criticism. If every time you quote-unquote put yourself out there, like for example, if you give a presentation, if you record a video, or you do something out of your comfort zone, your first reaction is to cringe at yourself or to think, that could have been so much better, or that was horrible or embarrassing. If you're trying to leave any unhelpful habits behind, and because you're a human, you have slip ups normally. When you try to change habits, you will have them. And you ask yourself questions like, why are you so weak? Why can't you just do what you said you were going to do? It's like we operate from the assumption that we don't have what we want, we don't do what we want to do, we are not how we want to be, and that we need to earn what we want. And I want to focus mainly on those changes about who we are. So for example, to name a few, you want to take better care of yourself. You want to be kinder. You want to be less mean. You want to not be so quick to jump on that self-blame when something goes wrong, and you want to give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You want to have your own back no matter what, and no matter what other people say or think. You just want to know that you are on your side and that you will always be. Maybe you want to develop and strengthen healthier habits. Maybe you want to drink more water or go to bed earlier. Maybe you want to curb the stress nagging or stop mindlessly scrolling so much. You get the idea. Okay, so that's the picture of what you want, where you want to be, what you want to do instead of what you actually do, who you want to be instead of who you currently are. And the misconception that I see often is the idea that you have to work hard to get that, to get where you want to be, that it takes a lot of effort, that you need to earn that result through effort and hard work. I don't think that way of thinking about it is actually helpful. So what I propose instead is that you start seeing, that you start challenging yourself to see where you are already being the way that you want to be, where you are already doing what you want to do, and to start acknowledging and appreciating even the smallest ways in which you're already further ahead than you are giving yourself credit for. So, for example, a client of mine might say, for the past couple of months, years, whatever time frame, or maybe since I got a promotion or since my baby was born, I just stopped taking care of myself. And I want so much to go back to that. I want to take care of myself. I feel bad knowing that I stopped, and I want to go back to those habits that I had before, but I can't seem to do it. I either don't have the time or honestly the energy, because my life is so different now and is packed and every minute of my day is spoken for, and I'm so frustrated with that situation. So if you resonate with this example, you can recognize that it can be very easy to find evidence to prove that you're in a bind, like you are busy, you are exhausted, it's a lot. So of course you're frustrated and you don't see a way out. In this case, a more helpful way to look at your situation would be to ask yourself, how are you already taking good enough care of you? And make a list of all the ways in which you are already doing a good enough job, no matter how small or big they might be. For example, you probably brush your teeth at least once a day, most likely 2 to 3. You sleep, even if you don't sleep as much as you want in your ideal scenario, but you probably are sleeping some. You take a shower, however frequently you do it, you do. You wash your hair. My guess is that if you drive, you most likely put a seatbelt on, right? And my guess too is that you don't drink and drive. You probably eat, so you give your body fuel to function, even if it's not perfect fuel, quote unquote, according to your aspiration, but you are feeding yourself. You are listening to a podcast right now, I'm guessing again, with the hope of learning something to help yourself even further. So what else? Take note what is true for you. Take note of all the little and big things that you do that show you that you already take okay care of yourself. And notice, does it feel different to think of yourself in terms of, I am already at a baseline that is not zero? Does that feel different to when you were thinking that for the last X month or Y years, you had not been taking care of yourself at all? And the reason that this is important is that we tend to act according to the identity that we have. It's really hard and costly in terms of effort and energy that it requires. It's hard to act in a way that causes too much dissonance with who we identify as. If you have the identity of someone who doesn't take care of herself, it's going to be really hard and energetically costly to take action that creates dissonance with that identity. On the other hand, if you have the identity of someone who does an okay job at taking care of herself, there will be a lot less friction when you try to do just a little bit more. You're just turning it up only one notch, right? This is about identity. So no matter what result you want or what changes you want to make in yourself, always try to find the little or bigger ways in which you are already well on your way. I tell you, it's magic. When you open yourself up to finding evidence that you are already doing much better than you thought, the evidence just starts jumping at you. It was already there, but you couldn't see it. It's like you were blocking it by believing that you were not being who you wanted to be. This may be tricky to wrap your brain around at the beginning, so you may need to listen to this episode again. That's okay. Being, doing, having what you want doesn't need to take a ton of effort. It doesn't need to take a lot of hard work. You don't need to earn it. You have it in you already. You are already doing it. You need to let go of the stories that tell you that you aren't or that you can't. It's not a pushing or efforting sensation. It's more like a dropping energy, like letting go. There's a Buddhist story or parable that you may have heard. It's the story of the Golden Buddha. There is a golden statue of Buddha in Bangkok that weighs 5.5 tons. It's 9 foot 8 inches tall and it's worth approximately $250 million because of its weight in gold. It is believed that it was built in 1403 and it was revered for many hundred years by the Buddhists. In 1757, the Burmese army invaded Thailand, and in order to protect that statue and make it look like it was of little or no value, the monks at the monastery covered the statue with plaster and painted it and decorated it with pieces of colored glass. So it looked good, but it didn't look really like a very valuable statue. And it worked. All the monks were sadly murdered, but the golden Buddha wasn't discovered for many, many years. 2 centuries later, the entire monastery was being relocated by a group of monks. They thought they were moving a giant clay Buddha. When one monk noticed a crack in the clay, and upon closer examination, he saw like a golden glimpse coming from the crack. The monks used a hammer and a chisel to remove the clay exterior, and it revealed the statue that was inside, which was made of solid gold. That Buddha is you too. And the purpose of life is to rediscover that golden Buddha that you already are inside. You don't need to make yourself golden. You just need to let go of all the clay that doesn't let you or anyone else see what you are really made of. I can remember where I read this concept that deeply resonated with me, that we spend the first half of our lives forgetting who we are, adopting programming, beliefs, expectations from other people, letting others, our family, our culture, our profession, our society define us and tell us who we are supposed to be. And then the second part of our life, we spend it remembering who we really are inside, reconnecting with who we have always authentically been. We don't need to earn figuring out who we are or work hard to be authentically ourselves. It's more a relaxing motion. It's a letting go. It's a loosening of the grip. It's a dropping, stopping actually of all the effort it takes really to be someone else. Let that pivot be now for you. Let this be your sign that you entered that second stage in your life. And if you want some help and some guidance, I have availability for one-on-one coaching clients. If you're curious about that, I invite you to a free consult that you can book by going to carolafuertes.com/consult. In that consult, we will talk about where you are, where you want to go, what are the obstacles that you are finding in your way, what it would look like to go together. But it's a zero pressure conversation. If it makes sense to talk about working together, we will take it from there. But if you're not ready to do that, just having that conversation can be just what you need, and it's free. If you're not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, sharing with someone who you think might like it, enjoy it, or benefit from listening to this episode. And if you have any suggestions or comments or any feedback that you want to get to me, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can also DM me on Instagram, where I am at Fuertes Carola. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, set the intention to let that clay start falling off and let that beautiful golden you inside shine through. Until next time, bye-bye.